episode 818, When You Don't Know the Answer.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it is Friday, which means it's Confession Day, Confessions of an Upset Mama. We are chatting about when you don't know the answer. Have you ever been in that predicament? Well, do I have a story for you? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you made it through the week. It is finally Friday. You can celebrate with a smile on your face, a little maybe extra hop in your step. But you know what? We got to talk and we got to get real. That's what we do here on Friday. We get extra real, don't we? And it's all about when you don't know the answer. There is so much information out there in the world. But what happens along the way when you find out and realize that you don't have the answer? You don't know how to answer the question that your children have asked you, or a friend has asked you, or even a coworker? What do you do? Well, you don't sit there and just kind of go huddle in a corner, do you? No, most of us go, oh, I've got this, right? And you figure a way to come up with some answer, even if that means kind of dancing around the bush. Often I'm challenged by my children. They ask some really tough questions. And even though I've homeschooled in the past, I definitely don't have all the answers. I don't even pretend to anymore. Now, maybe I can come across in some circumstances and kind of get my way out of it, but what good and what purpose does that actually serve? In fact, I found that my children are usually more spot on with the facts rather than experience. That truly is the difference. You see, they might be in the middle of studying history, and as much as I enjoy history, I was never a true history buff. My mom was. She didn't pass it down to me. And I can definitely say my daughter is now, my number three. But I didn't get that bug. So when we're talking history, I'm like, oh, it just kind of floats over. I love the conversations, though, that we have. And I let her help me in deciphering some of the history stuff that I have forgotten, which means what? I get to learn all over again. Oh, my goodness, mathematics. My son's in college and he's taking calculus. Believe it or not, I actually took calculus in college. I know that was many, 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 many years ago. And I know there are amazing mathematicians out there. I would never expect to think that I can remember what sine actually is and how it all fits together and cosine and whatever. And I'm just like, blows my mind. I got through it. I don't know how, by the grace of God. But again, I can relearn. Yet they still have this knowledge. They've got the facts. Science. I minored in science in college, but do I remember all the little itty bitty details? Not necessarily, because you know, when we're not recalling the information frequently, you're gonna get a little rusty. You know, you can get on that bicycle after not riding for years and years and years, and you're kind of a little wobbly, and then all of a sudden, yeah, it comes back. But it takes a few moments, maybe sometimes longer, depending upon what you're talking about. However, when it comes to experience, you have the upper hand. Yes, you do. And that's the difference. You can answer questions in regards to experience versus facts. It's great if you have both. But as parents, as you know, a team player, as a leader, we have to know where we are and how are we answering those questions. Because honestly, we don't always know. I can remember a time when my youngest asked me a question, little Grayson did, and now I don't even remember what the question was, but what I remember is the outcome of the question. I actually tried to answer the question, but I got it wrong. It's kind of like on Family Feud. Have you ever watched that game show? It's a favorite in our house, and we can all sit together and we like to answer those questions. We want to see, is everybody kind of thinking the same way? And when we come up with strange answers and they have different ones, we're like, are we the weird ones or are they the weird ones? Well, I was the weird one on this one because we were just chatting about something. And it wasn't even, didn't even have to deal with Family Feud, but it was like we were playing Family Feud. And I got the question totally wrong. And my little Einstein Noah, he said, you know what, Mom? That's wrong. And he called me out on it. Now, the cool thing I remember was not that I got the question wrong because it really didn't matter to me. Okay, yeah, maybe it did. I was a little disappointed in myself. It's what he said, though. He said, you don't have to know it all. It's okay, Mom. My little boy, and this was many, many years ago, he gave me permission that I didn't have to know it all. Well, hopefully, I pray that that was something that he gained from me over time, that it's okay, you don't have to know it all. But you have to understand what you do know and what you don't know. Do you have the facts or is it coming from experience? And just because you don't know the answer, that doesn't make you less of a mom or less of a woman. He knew I was disappointed in myself. I'm sure I had that look because I know it was probably a heavy discussion. Who knows? And when my little Einstein, who's young, who can, you know, trump me on an answer, well, you're going to maybe feel like just a little ant. I do. I got to be honest. But we don't have to have all the answers. But why is it that we feel like we do? Well, number one is disappointment. We don't want to disappoint anyone, our loved ones, our friends, our community, our tribe, whoever we're talking to. We don't want to disappoint them, and we don't want to be disappointed in ourselves. There's also this sense of rejection, right? If we don't have the answer, we're not smart enough, we're not in vogue, we may be rejected by people, which means, you know, we won't be part of the group or part of the clique or the gang, whatever you want to call it. And then there's also the feeling of being ashamed. You know, you're ashamed when you don't know the answer. And you're like, gosh, I should know that answer. Why didn't I know that answer? And then you go to bed thinking that you should have known the answer. And you replay it over and over again. What did I miss? Why couldn't I figure this out? Why is it that we beat ourselves up when we don't know the answers? Well, the problem is when we don't know these answers is that you're putting not only yourself in a dangerous situation, but you're not teaching your children or whomever you're having the discussion with at the time that maybe you answered wrong, how to handle failure, how to handle the lack of knowledge, and how to handle being wrong. You know, sometimes we're just wrong. And that's got to be okay. I mean, my son told me it was okay. But it's how we take it. How do we handle it ourselves as adults? Because as children, you know, they're told that they're wrong and they kind of can fly by the seat of their pants. They fall down, they dust themselves off, they get back up again and they're fine. But as adults, it's a lot further to fall. It doesn't matter if you're trying something like gymnastics or if you're trying to actually use your brain power. It's hard to get back up after a spill, after a fall. That failure hurts, and it tends to linger with us, and then it eats at us. In actuality, we're allowing it to eat at ourselves. We're beating ourselves up for it. So what do you do when you don't know the answer? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Get the facts straight. You got to get the facts straight. What I mean by that is, we talked earlier about some answers in today's world when you're asked a question, they're factual, right? There's a yes and no. There's a particular, like if we're talking history and you're talking about a certain date, a certain time, a certain place, whatever the case may be, there are facts involved. But those facts can also be based on what? Experience. So when you're talking in your conversations, especially to your children, especially to your loved ones, maybe you need to reiterate what that is, where you're coming from. Get the facts straight. And so let's break it down a little bit. I've got 5 steps here in order for you to get your facts straight. Number one, don't cover up. Don't act like you know it. We do it though, don't we? I'm guilty. Oh my goodness. I'm like, oh, I know that answer. I can answer that answer any day. And I'll grab their book And it could be just a general question. I mean, it could be about the birds and the bees and the honey nut trees. It could be about cooking something. It could be, you know, about something in the Bible. Sometimes it's like, oh, but I just have to know that answer. No, you don't. Don't cover it up. Don't act like it. Because that's the first fall, and that's the greatest fall that you'll have. When you begin to show your children, your loved ones, the grace that you give yourself, what does that mean that you're giving to them? Oh, well, if she doesn't know it and she's willing to give herself grace, maybe she'll give me grace. And I don't have to be what? Perfect. Because ultimately, that's kind of what it comes down to. Perfection comes into it. Comparison. We want to be as good as mommy or daddy. We don't be as good as our spouse. We want to be as good or better than our boss. We want to be good or better than our competition. But you can't cover up what you don't know. Don't act like you know everything. So that leads me to number two. Be upfront. Be honest about not knowing. If you don't know something, say you don't know it, or say, this is what I know about this particular situation. Now, if you're talking about feelings, right? We all like to talk. We're women, right? So we talk about feelings, and sometimes we go a little bit further. We begin to gossip, and it turns into this little game of, I've got this little bit of information, and I've got this little bit of information. Well, I've got this little bit of information. Okay, what good is that doing everybody? Think about it. Be upfront and honest about not knowing. And if you don't know, go to the source. That's one thing when I was growing up that my mom taught me is, Christiane, if you don't know the answer, go to the source. And that leads me to number three, go gain the knowledge. Go to the source. If you're talking about feelings or what's happening in someone's life, or there might be this little rumor going around, go to the source. Go gain knowledge from it. If you're talking about a specific subject and you're learning about history or math, you know, let's talk calculus, let's not. Then go gain some knowledge on it so you can talk about it. Or if you honestly don't know anything about it, then get somebody to help in the situation. Gain that knowledge. Number four, one thing that you have above all else is experience. All of us have different life experiences. Share your experience. That may be the facts that they're looking for. And that's important that we understand that it doesn't always necessarily have to be like a number or a formula, but it can be regards to emotions or feelings. How do we handle a situation? Some suggestions to go through based on your experience. This is what you have found to work the best. What if you have a friend that's beginning to go through a divorce? And you had a good friend already go through a divorce. And you're like, okay, this is, I know based on her experience, this is what worked for her. So you can share that information. It may not be factual because it's not particular to you. It's not, well, this is what you need to do, or this is the law, this is what's set in stone. But it's experience. That can be just as rewarding to the person who's listening and who you're sharing the information to as factual information. So share your experience. And ultimately, number five, be you. No one's looking for a know-it-all. I mean, think about it. Go back to your younger years in school. Did you like the ones who thought they knew it all? Maybe the ones that were even, quote unquote, the popular ones? Yeah, oh, they were the popular ones. They just knew it all. They were in the groove. They were in the clique. And if you weren't in that clique, well, you didn't know it all. You weren't a part of it. You weren't that person, that group. You didn't have that substantial connection with everybody. The thing is when we get older as adults, we don't want that anymore because that's false. That's just kind of junk. You got to be you. And don't you want that to be reflected to your family, to your children, to your spouse, that ultimately you are your best selfie? You're authentic. You're real. You may not know it all, but you're there to be loving and you're there to lift up. And when you don't know, you say, I just don't know. I don't get it, but I'm here for you. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try to find them for you. I'll find someone who does. We don't have to have all the answers. So put your mind at ease. Put your heart at rest. It's okay not to know. And it's okay to say, even to your children, I don't know. I have said it so many times. I don't know. Sometimes you can be in a general situation, a life circumstance, and you don't even know where you're going. You don't know what it looks like. You don't know how the puzzle's all going to fit together. And all you can say is, I don't know, and shrug your shoulders. What they want is they want honesty from you. They want the real you. Don't cover that up. Don't hide that. You don't want to sacrifice you for the sense of knowing that, ha-ha, I know it all. But we can kind of be that way. And I know it's not something, it's not popular to talk about, but it's important that we know that words have power. And when we come across that we know it all, and we've got all the answers to all the world's problems. I would love to think that I have all the answers to all the world's problems. But if I did, I probably would not be talking to you right now. I would probably be in some other hidden place because I had all the answers and they would want to protect me. I don't want to be protected like that. I want to live life and enjoy it. I want to share my experiences and the knowledge that I have. But I know I don't know it all. But one thing I do know is that so long as I'm me and you're you, that's what makes the world go round. That's why God created you and God created me. It's because it takes more than one. It's about a relationship. It's about coming together, collaborating, sharing facts, sharing information, sharing experiences. It makes an awesome world go round. If you want some help, whether it's in parenting, maybe it's with your health and wellness, click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to come beside you. You can actually talk to me live in real person. No, I'm not going to put you on the air. Unless if you want to be on the air, then we could do that too. But no, this is for a private one-on-one call. It's free. It's my gift to you. You can just click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and it will pop up a form for you to fill out, and that will begin our conversation. I'm here to serve you. And you need to know that, you know what? You're an amazing woman. You're a great mom. You're an incredible aunt. And you make a wonderful grandma. So don't sit there and think that you're not impacting, because you do every single day. Go out today with your smile on your face and joy in your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.